Let us pray. Dear Lord, we are thankful for this day and the many blessings of it. We are thankful we can come together as a congregation to study another portion of thy will, sing these songs, and offer up our prayers. Dear Lord, we know that we are a blessed congregation, that we can do this from time to time, and that hopefully through all these songs, you'll be edified. We do pray that for the ones that have been mentioned as sick, we pray that you will help them to weather these sicknesses, get better as days come and go, and be back among us before too many more days. We do pray for the ones that have lost loved ones. We know that in life, you know, death does come, so we have to get through those as well, and we know that only time will heal these wounds. Dear Lord, as we go through our work week, we pray that you'll be with us. Help us to be strong. Help us to be a guiding light. Teach others. Help to bring more souls to thee before it's everlastingly too late. Be with us now. Guide, guard, and direct us. And at the end, we've been found faithful. Give us a home with thee in heaven. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen.
I speak His praise. first and the third verse.
I'm in the way.
Jesus, Lamb of God,
Thank you. 732. Number 732.
Made this journey. Hey! sitting down here? They think so. That's good.
He paid a debt he did not owe. I owe a debt I could not pay. I needed someone to wash my sins away. Bring us a brand new song, amazing grace. Christ Jesus saved me.
Dwelling place for love of God.
Glad to have all of you with us tonight. We enjoyed the singing. And now is the time that we want to extend the most wonderful invitation to the world. That's the invitation of you to come unto Jesus Christ. In the book of John,
chapter 1, these things were done in Bethmara beyond Jordan, where John was baptizing. The next day, John seeth Jesus coming unto him, and he saith, Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. Jesus is addressed by different phrases, different names. John the Baptist saw him coming. The Bible says that he said, This is the Lamb of God. Think about it. He is the one that's going to be offered for our sins. He is the one that is of God. This is the Lamb of God. And what does the Lamb of God do? The Lamb of God taketh away the sins of the world. No wonder Jesus said, Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. What a wonderful invitation. John saw him. John called him the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. Will you believe in him tonight with all of your heart? Repent, confess, and be baptized. If you're an erring child of God, will you deny? Ask God to forgive you along with us going to God in prayer for you. And acknowledging your sins, repenting of them, and praying God to forgive you. Friend, you have an invitation to come and realize the benefit of what John saw that day. Behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. He can take away your sins. If you're willing to obey Him, won't you come while together we stand?